2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
In 1961, hundreds of civil rights activists, black and white, rode interstate buses into the Deep South to challenge state prohibitions on freedom of interstate travel. They were known as freedom riders, and at each stop, the black riders tried to use facilities designated for whites only, while their white comrades entered the colored-only facilities. Many faced threats of violence, with some suffering brutal beatings. One bus was set on fire near Anniston, Alabama. Luckily, the riders inside escaped without serious injury. Lula White had been born in Alabama, but her family moved to New Haven, Connecticut when she was 6 years old. There she attended public schools and later studied at the University of Chicago to become a teacher. She was in her first year of teaching when she saw news reports of the burning bus and resolved to become a freedom rider herself. On February 25th, White, who's now 76, was honored with the Thurgood Marshall Award by the Quinnipiac University School of Law. When she gave her brief acceptance speech, White thanked everyone who played a role in the freedom struggle, including attorneys, Southern blacks, and the black children of the South. She observed that some had criticized using young children in the civil rights struggle, but said even a child knows what freedom is. At a reception in her honor before the formal awards ceremony, Between the Lines Melinda Tuhu spoke with White about her time as a civil rights activist and her arrest and imprisonment for refusing to leave a whites-only waiting room at an Alabama bus station.
Well, when I saw the photograph of the burning bus, I was just infuriated that something like that could happen in this country. And I couldn't leave immediately because I was finishing my first year of teaching. I had to wait until school got out, and then I went.
Were you scared?
I was scared, but I felt it was something I had to do. But I was afraid. I'm a physical coward.
So just give me a highlight or two of what happened on the bus you were on.
Well, we were very lucky. The bus that we were on was not attacked, and we were not beaten up when we got off the bus. But I was very relieved to get arrested because the crowd that met the bus each day sounded very angry. And I felt I was in better hands with the police, as bad as they were.
So you ended up in Parchman, right?
Well, that's because the city jail and the county jail were full of freedom riders. More were coming in each day, and so they had to find a place to keep us. So they thought that by sending us to Parchman, that would frighten and deter other people from coming, because Parchman has a terrible reputation. It's one of the worst prisons in the country.
And did it deter people, do you think?
No, it didn't work. People kept coming.
And how long were you there in the prison?
I was there at Parchman from July 9th until August 18th.
And what was the worst thing about it?
Not having books. Even though I brought books with me, they wouldn't allow me to read them.
Were you with other people, other freedom riders inside the prison?
Well, I was in the women's unit, and the women's unit in the maximum security prison, we were in a wing by ourselves with other freedom riders.
What does it mean to you to win this, to be honored with this Thurgood Marshall Award?
Well, I'm actually overwhelmed. I'm just a foot soldier in the civil rights movement. I'm not one of the leaders, so I'm overwhelmed.
What advice or words of wisdom would you give to people nowadays? There's been this whole resurgence with Black Lives Matter and actually a lot of other uprisings around the country related to civil rights and the right not to be murdered if you're black and that kind of stuff. What would you say to people today fighting for equality and justice?
I would advise people to do whatever they can. Everyone is ready to go to jail, but there are many other things people can do. And so keep up the good fight. There are a lot of things wrong even though we're a wonderful country in some ways, we have a lot of problems, and people need to address them.
What level public school did you teach?
I've taught elementary, I've taught middle, but most of the years I taught high school, and I taught history.
You were part of it. How many years did you teach in New Haven?
28 years in New Haven and 3 years in Chicago.
Did you talk to your high school students, your high school history classes, about what you did?
Not most of the time, not unless they brought it up.
Did they know, without you explaining, did they know what the who the Freedom Riders were or what the Freedom Riders did?
Some of them knew, but a lot of them never knew.
And that's pretty sad, don't you think?
Well, as a history teacher, that's pretty sad.
That was Lula White, a civil rights era Freedom Rider and recipient of the Quinnipiac University School of Law Thurgood Marshall Award. Find links to articles about Lula White's story by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.